Praise be Jesus and Mary. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. In this passage, this is during the long discourse of our Lord after the Last Supper. He's gone out with his disciples towards the Garden of Gethsemane. And as they're walking along, he is preparing them for what is about to come. And that's why he gives this long discourse, to strengthen them, confirm them, as it were, in their faith when they see what is about to happen, and which will shake them very much. And here he comes to the point where he says, remain in me, and I in you. Actually, I am the true vine, my bride. Here it is, I am the vine and you are the branches. We know we're familiar with that phrase. We have to remain in him completely if we are to carry on, if we are to achieve our salvation. See, we can't do it alone. And if it occurs, if we come into serious persecution, are we going to have the strength to carry on? It does require that. How are we going to have that? If we remain in him. You see, our Lord will carry us through. So he is telling us, remain in me. And he gives us the example of the vine and the branches. The grapevine, which is grown to bear much fruit, many grapes. But in order to bear that fruit, he also makes another key point here, it has to be pruned. Each year, the vine is cut down almost to the stem, and then it regrows. If you don't, you'll get grapes, but they'll be bitter and small. It has to be well cared for, and each branch has to be cared for and kept away from all of the dust that will block the sun. You see, it takes a lot of work, a lot of care, and the pruning in order for it to continue to grow abundant, juicy, lush fruit. And that's what we're all called to do. And that is what the 25 companions that we celebrate, they are called to do. 22 of them were priests. One of them we have by name, Christopher Magallanes. They were priests during the persecution in Mexico in the 1920s, when Plutarco Calles became president. And it was outlawed to be a priest. Completely outlawed. You could not appear in your clerics or your vestments. Anyone who was found was shot at once. Was either shot or hung. It's the same persecution in which Blessed Miguel Pro was killed. And young lad Jose Luis Sanchez del Rio, another one, a very great hero, who were killed during that persecution for standing up for the faith during the Cristeros movement, as you've heard of. Well, these 25 that we celebrate today were 22 of them priests and 2 or 3 other laymen, evidently, who suffered the same fate during that persecution, precisely because they were not afraid to stand up for the faith they believed in, they had. They withstood the persecution. They stood up and they carried on. They were remaining in Christ. In order for them to carry on as they did, they had a tender devotion to our Lord. And they stood up for him. They loved him. They wanted to be able to carry on that worship they had for him, to adore him, to pray to him. And they were not afraid of the guns and the machetes of the persecutors who would come after them. And that is the same, that's example we have today. And what we are bidden here by our Lord is to stand up and not be afraid. We remain in him. He remains in us. He is that vine that has to be cared for. We are the branches. And if we are cut off from him, what's going to happen? We lose. We die with that's it. But if we remain in him, he supplies us with the nutrition we need, right? The water we need to carry on. He will guide us. He will carry us through. And we will achieve our salvation, the great victory, our salvation. Let us then not be afraid, in spite of whatever may come on, whatever may happen, not be afraid to carry on, but to remain in Him. We must pray incessantly every day. We must live that faith every day and not be afraid. And remain in Him. And He will carry us through to the same victory these saints did achieve. Nothing less than reigning gloriously with Christ in heaven forever. Praised be Jesus and Mary.